Welcome to Sexopedia. I'm Sarah Gibson. We're thrilled to have Danica Mori to today's episode. Danica is a talented and captivating adult film actress who has gained immense popularity on Pornhub, ranking among top 50 models. Today, she will be joining us to share her unique journey and shed light on the importance of spreading positive energy in the adult film industry. So, welcome, Danica.
Welcome. Hello. Nice to hear you. Thanks for the presentation. It's properly, I must say. So thanks.
Well, thank you for being with us. Well, could you please tell us something about yourself?
Well, basically, I'm an Italian girl. I'm born in Sicily, Syracuse, and well, I'm not living in Italy since 8 years now. I traveled and I lived in Spain for 5 years. Now I moved to Bucharest in Romania, but this is just the base city where I stay, but I keep traveling a lot during the year. And yeah, many people knows me. I mean, a lot of people knows me as Danica Mori. That's my artist name and so on. I mean, I'm considered a porn star, but actually I started as an amateur star. I started uploading my content with the user-generated content, actually. It means that before I was just a user on Pornhub, and then I started to upload my videos, and then I made so many views that I became, actually, I'm considered a porn star. And that's it. But not just that, many people also appreciate my way to share my ideas about femininity, sexuality, and so I'm also considered in Italy especially an icon for the feminism, sex positive feminism, and I think that's enough for starting today.
All right. That's really fantastic. What do you think joining the adult entertainment industry bring you from a feminine perspective?
From a feminine perspective, actually joining the adult industry, I started in webcam, actually. I didn't start on Pornhub with such big public at the start. But yeah, I actually started my journey because I needed to discover my sexuality, and I was pretty I had a normal family, Christian, and of course there were some taboos about sexuality, and I studied psychology my whole life, and I understood that sexuality is just a part of our identity, and it's such a very important part of our identity. So I understood that I had some blocks, and then I had to do something for me. I had to feel free to I had to talk about sexuality, and I had to accept the fact that I had pulsions and that I had fantasies, which normally around me, all the culture was just blocking it and making me ashamed of those things. So when Steve, my boyfriend, actually, we stayed together since 16 years. When he told me about this webcam shows and things like that, I just was curious, and I started without asking many questions and just wanted to try because I needed to explore this part of my identity, as I already told you. And that's why I started this journey, because at the start was just I didn't think too much about what could happen in the future. I didn't dream about becoming a porn star. And honestly, I was a little bit scared that I could find a normal job just in case. But I just did it. I just had this feeling that I had to do that the step, and I started to enjoy so much in couple to do webcam shows, and so here we are.
I mean, that's great. At least you're doing what you love, and it's great that you're having a really supportive partner, and you're spreading the positive energy here. So how would you describe your views on sexuality in general? How, because we mentioned about some people may think it's stigmatized or taboo to discuss it or to explore it, but we know it's not a case. It's just like any natural desires.
Yeah, definitely. I believe also in psychology, I had the opportunity to understand that as humans, we can be attracted by thousands of people, basically. So when I understood that, I understood that actually jealousy and all this kind of taboos were just cultural stuff. So that's why I wanted to go forward and I wanted to discover something more about sexuality and to have in general so experiences also out of the couple. So yes, I completely agree. It's something natural that we just have to learn how to manage, and then we just have to talk more about what's normal and what it isn't. I think we just have to share and talk more about these themes, these topics in general. So thanks also for inviting me today.
Well, thank you for being here once again. And it's really great to knowing that you're adding this psychological perspective into the whole thing, because a lot of people, they think sex is something bestial, like some so primitive, but it's not the case. It's like part of the psychological movements, and sometimes it involves a lot of fantasies that we have. And I'm just wondering, like, when you're creating those wonderful like videos, what's the mindset behind it? Like, where did you get all these creative ideas?
Well, in general, I must say, I used to say since a few years ago that I'm not really an actress because I never used to have big plots and I never planned my videos. I just started. Maybe I just decided with Steve. We got the inspiration. Normally, I don't even take days. I don't have a formal schedule to shoot my videos. I just do them when I feel comfortable, and I know that I have to do some things, and that I have some expiry days to do some things. But in general, I just wait for the inspiration, like an artist, and I do that when I feel comfortable and when I get the when I want to do. We just maybe share the idea on how to start, on how to finish, or some position we want to do this time. But we just follow the flow and don't force anything. And I think this is also the secret for my amateur style, and that's also something that makes me different. That makes my content different from some others.
Yes, I found like many content on like the Pornhub. Sometimes it's quite like dramatic. I say, like, for example, like putting your head in a dryer machine, then being like spanked. So a lot of that scenes going on. But what I've seen in your video, it's very natural and not very much exaggerated scene. Honestly speaking, sometimes those exaggerated scenes are quite scary. And
Yeah, but
yeah.
sometimes it's funny also. So it depends. It depends.
Yeah, it really depends what you love, but everyone has their like preferences, right? Well, I like personally speaking, I witnessed a trend on Pornhub is that a lot of times that people are saying like the images in porn is being acted, like it's unrealistic. And sometimes people say like it creates an unrealistic reflection in their real life. Like, how would you see this?
Well, I must say, to be honest, it's normal. I mean, we have much more the perspective of the man in the porn. I don't think we have to make guilty the porn. I don't know
Right.
if you understand. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not the prerogative of the porn to teach us, you know. Porn is something that we actually is a job and is a product that has to be sell. So it reflects the community. It reflects the market, and who is requesting in the market is basically much more the men. And we come from a culture that has much more this perspective of the men. So of course the porn categories and the porn companies would give more space to the perspective of the men. But I think this thing is changing because we are really talking much more about this kind of topics, and especially in the last years, we are a little bit normalizing more the fact that women can get their freedom, their financial freedom from doing porn, and is regulated. It's not like long time ago. We have more rights, and slowly, I guess, and I hope we'll get even more rights with laws and everything. So I think there are also some companies that are really are giving much more importance to the women perspective. So I think things will change and are already changing. But yes, as I told you before, the porn is a product that has to be sold. And of course, if the clients, if the 80% of the clients are men and they are masculist, of course they will try to sell to them, and so they will do things that are more common in their perspective. But yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I never been in a real set of a company, but I always felt like free to do. I always did what I felt comfortable with, even if my video are still on the men perspective. I mean, I'm not focused so much on the feminine perspective, but I never felt bad and I never felt abused or a bad feeling in general. So yeah.
That's great, because I was talking to another adult film actor the other day, and I asked him this question, like, what are the challenges that you face when you are being in this industry? And he'd be like, it is very early in her career that he doesn't have much to choose. So he had to have sex with people who probably he wouldn't be interested in. And that's awful. So, but the case is different is that if as a woman, we have the right to, you know, if we'd like to show our body, we can do it. And if OnlyFans is a great way for us to generate profit, and that we should, I mean, so be it, because that's a lot of dollars and help you to stay financial independence. That's very important. And having been like on Pornhub for so many years, like you just mentioned, those changes and dynamics going on. I'm wondering, do you, like, could you please let us know some interesting changes or transitions on within this platform or in the adult film, like, and industry in general?
Okay, yeah, definitely. I saw many changes. I think I started to upload my videos in 2017, if I'm not wrong. I guess so. And yeah, when I started, me, I was the change. Actually, the user-generated content, which means that you just subscribe, you make a profile as an artist like me, as you could do on YouTube, and then you upload your videos. This was the first change. Okay, it was a game changing in the porn industry. I just saw the born of the fan clubs. As the first, I started to use the fan club inside Pornhub, and it was very nice for me because, of course, it was very easy to make promotion of my fan club because my free videos were my promotion. And slowly I started to, of course, differentiate some content and to produce a little bit more content, first for the free part and then for the paid part. And that was very nice also to have more contact with the user and to chat and to have a custom request and everything. So this was a very nice change. And then, of course, everybody knows where all the other platforms about subscription platforms and they started, and especially OnlyFans was a really big change in the industry. OnlyFans, I think mostly it was a big change because it started as a mainstream platform, which made possible to make more publicity and to become more famous than the others, because really before OnlyFans, I was using many other platforms that had subscriptions, but they didn't work the same way because they were already categorized as adult platforms. And instead, OnlyFans had this plus that it started like Patreon basically as a mainstream, and then slowly porn stars or girls like me just started to sell their content there. And this was a really big change. And now I just think the next big change will be having much more interactive content, like, I don't know, VR or even holograms. I thought about holograms many years ago. I think soon it will happen, like in 10 years, even before 10 years, definitely. I think I'm in Europe right now, and I think in Europe it will be much more mainstream in 10 years, but in USA probably it will arrive earlier. And yeah, I'm also seeing now there are some first technologies on the AI family that's starting to make some change in this case. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm scared from some sides, from a side, but I'm ro also really excited from another side because this is the direction where we are going. We can't lie and we can't say no. The only thing is when this will become mainstream in our daily life. But for now, I mean, for now I'm good this way. I like to have a contact with my fans. I like to chat with them, and at the same time, I like to don't have to be live as I was as it was in the webcam shows. I like to be in contact with them without necessarily to be with the webcam in the whole time. So yes, this was a very nice step to keep staying in contact with the user, with my clients and fans. And still having also some more free time and a time anyway to organize better and to live life at the same time and to keep working and stay in contact with them. Because when it's a lot of people, it's also a lot of work and it's hard to stay 24 hours online, you know.
Yes, and think about those like DM messages on OnlyFans. That's gonna pop out like basically 24/7. Like it's a lot of work. But I'm really curious about the part you mentioned about involving some technologies into your work, like hologram and also AI. Have you ever thinking about like anything related to VR technology?
I didn't film any VR, but basically, I was really curious about this thing and I really would love to do something like that. Right now, it's not so much mainstream. I mean, there is not much public and not so many people that would. They actually can use the VR, and it's very difficult to shoot a POV in that way because you have to be very careful when you move the camera to don't to be stable, because if you move too much, the person could have a headache, and it's not very stable. So yeah, so far we didn't, but yeah, I'm really curious about this thing, and for sure in future I will do something like that. But yeah, for now we just it was not our priority, but yeah, we would really love to do.
Yeah, great to know that. And it's really like interesting that first, it's actually my first time knowing that different filming technology will definitely impact categories. For example, just you said like POV does not suit for VR, right? And honestly speaking, I'm gonna comment a bit on the OnlyFans part that we were talking about. I think platforms like OnlyFans and Beacons are actually very helpful in some ways. So I've been working with some adult actress. So there are different people like you running your own channels and running your own like OnlyFans or platforms like that. But some models, they don't got to choose. They assign agencies and companies. I wouldn't say agencies and companies are not good, but back in the days when they don't have a choice to profit based on their own content, and that's sort of like exploitation. But now at least they got to choose. So I think it's a great progress.
Yeah, I agree. So, that's also something that I really like about being about my path, because I started as amateur, so I always had the choice to do what I want, if I want, with who I want, and in the moment I prefer. So yes, that's a really I couldn't be a porn star in a normal way. Because it will be too hard for me to follow those kind of rules, and I also always been very protective on my copyright and image rights in general. So yes, I'm really glad for this and for my path, because I always been careful and I always had the choice to do everything as I prefer. So yeah.
Yeah, that's great. What do you think make a great point, and what do you think make a terrible point?
Okay, so honestly, I really like my porn and I really like to do it, because and I think that's something that really makes the difference is the fact that between the partners there is a real chemistry, and that makes a lot of difference. And also the fact also to in my case is a plus to don't have any other people around. It makes me feel like comfortable and it makes me focus really on what I'm doing. So I'm not really working in that moment. In the part I'm careful about the angles of the camera and everything, and sometimes I do some cuts. but in general, I'm enjoying the moment. So that's then definitely makes a good porn. Even if it's not perfect, maybe on the camera angle sometimes, or on the colors, or it's not perfect like for the filmography in general, but it makes the things real. So it doesn't have to be perfect because it's real. So that's definitely makes a good porn. And also people can feel that I'm really having pleasure most of the times. Of course, they always gonna ask themselves, is this real, or if I'm just acting a little bit. But in general, you can feel that is there is a lot of real feelings there. What makes a terrible porn, I think, really terrible porn. I have no idea because I used to watch also browser stuff, which I find very funny, and I also like sometimes the hard banging stuff, and so I can say that's a bad porn because I also like it. But what makes a bad porn is I think the real bad porn is coming with this era with OnlyFans, because so many creators are just entering in the industry for the money. So you see, they really don't care about what they are doing. They are not working. They are just doing it for the money. So they are not putting, and you know, yes, of course, it's a job and you do for the money. I also do it for the money. But I put something about myself, and it's still something so personal and so connected to the feeling, and so connected to our interior of our internal identity, that you can just do it to do it without thinking about it, without feeling it. So I think the worst porn, yes, is coming in this era with so many girls and so many people in general doing it just for the income. So that's it.
Yeah, sometimes it is the case, but I think like nowadays it's more than just making money, because you're creating a personal image on the internet. And for some fans, they love you not only because of the pornography, but it's also because of who you are. But it really depends on what kind of like personal image you like to create. I mean, some people think I'm just filming porn, but it's not a case. You can actually have your own sex education channel, having porn, having OnlyFans going on, and doing promotions about all those things are possible, but it really depends on what you do. How do you do that, right? And
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, right. And I'm just like curious, like, do you have a like self-marketing plan for all of your like platforms?
Yeah, well, of course, I always choose it step by step, because this in those years, in doing this job since 11 years, almost 12, of course the things changed the whole time. We already talk about it, and I adjust my strategy month by month. So, well, generally, I consider my marketing plan is adapted. Of course, it's not the same marketing plan of a person who just does OnlyFans, or is not just the one who does a porn star, but it's a mix, and I had to adapt for the channels I have. I have to consider that I have some free porn that I upload on Pornhub, and I have to consider that I have some ma much more content that I give to my fans, and the time that I spend with my fans. But yeah, generally I just differentiate as much as I can. I give some good content for free, and some more good content, and especially my collaborations. I just share them on OnlyFans, and they are pay-per-view. And then of course I take care about my social media. So inside all of this, I also put the content for social media, but it became slowly just an habit, you know. Slowly I started just uploading one video per week on Pornhub, and then slowly I started to do some more videos and share some videos for my subscribers and some videos for free. And slowly I just started to do daily videos because basically, well, I masturbate almost every day, and I used it to have sex every day for a lot of years, and now a little bit less, but it's still more than a normal couple. So it's just easy to do day by day content, and to make also short videos or a few pictures. And so it's something that comes natural. I have a general plan, yes, but sometimes I don't really plan. Sometimes I do something that it pops up in my mind in the day at the moment.
Yeah, how would you see the relationship between you and your fans? Because I know they're very important to you, and you did a lot of fans management, stuff like that.
Well, I really have a beautiful relationship with my fans because, especially since I had my first interview, and I never hided my face in porn, but I hided my nationality for a long time. This was the only secret I kept for just to have some more privacy, and for my family especially, to don't give too much pressure to them in the first years. And but since I must say that was a very nice change in my life, since I stayed to be Italian and started to have some interviews in the national Italian radio and TV, etc., and TV programs. People understood also that the broken some stereotypes on the porn stars, and people understood that I wasn't just selling my body because this is the only thing I could do in my life. This was the general idea of a porn star, you know. There
Yeah.
are unrespectful women without brain, that they can do anything intelligent. And so the way I think, the way I spoke in the interviews, just give even more a perspective of the person that I am. And I feel that my fans really understand. I always been very how to say, lovely, and always cared about my fans. I always consider them person, and a person as first, and then a client. So they always felt this, and especially even more after these interviews. And so I must say that I have a really nice relationship with all my fans, all the people who find me in the street, also asking for a selfie. They are very respectful, the girls, the couples, and the guys. So just sometimes happens, yeah, some haters, some stupid people, but that's the internet. But I'm really happy for this relationship. Many people just maybe sometimes they write me just to have some advices, or people just want to talk to me, maybe not in the sexual way, but just because they appreciate me as a person. So yeah, I'm really happy for this kind the relationship, and the energies that I put in this thing is the energy I receive back. So yeah.
Yeah, that's great because it's no longer like watching because people usually have this kind of stigmatized, like you're watching porn, you just love this body or whatever, but it's not like the case because at the end of days we're still human, like we need to make connections. It's just like a way for us to connect with each other. And knowing that, like having such a supportive like community, it's like very great. So I like came across like Riley Reid or Violet Myers. They have this plan of data fan or fuck a fan. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, honestly, I thought about that. I think it could be funny But honestly, I'm not able to choose a man through just a chat. I mean, I have some favorite fans. I have some people that really I enjoy having video calls and everything. But I can't say I can't fuck with that person for real. I mean, while we are in the video chat, I would love to have sex in that with that person sometimes, and like because we have a really nice connection and everything, and we chat a lot and we share things about our life. So yes, I thought about meeting some fans sometimes, but I really can't say we can't have sex since I see a person in person, because I'm really I don't know how to say in Italian. We say I'm a pelle. I go with the skin, like I need to smell the person, but not literally smell. I need
Yeah,
to,
know
I don't
about this
know.
person.
I need to have a contact in real life to say, okay, let's go. Maybe it happens. Maybe if I tried, probably I would have already fucked a fan. And actually, I did fuck some fans, but it was not planned. It was just meeting them by case in the real life, and then we had the connection, the chemistry, and everything, and then we had sex, but it was not planned. And also, it's very difficult to plan something like this since OnlyFans. Punish it with closing your account for because of to try not to let people go into prostitution. So it's not really easy to do that through OnlyFans. So that's also maybe why I didn't do that so far, but also because I don't want to give hope to people, and then I'm really not sure if I want to have sex with that person once I meet it I meet him or her. Also, it could be a girl too. So yeah, but I don't exclude it. Maybe one day, I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? And could you please like share some future plans about how you're gonna create your content, and what are you do you see yourself like transiting probably transitioning to another role, such as like a porn director, producer in the future?
Okay, honestly, I sometimes dreamed about becoming a porn director, and I also had some ideas about some kind of I had some projects, but that I cannot share with you right now. But yeah, for now, I think I will not change my role for at least for the next year. But I'm really inspired, and I want to do some more content. Lately, I was posting a little bit less on Pornhub, like one video per month, and even less. But yeah, I'm in a period where I'm really inspired again. I want to shoot some more content. I want to start doing some different content. Lately, I'm also discovering some role play. So I would really love to do some new things that people is not used to see in my videos. So yes, in the next videos you will see still the amateur style without really planning a lot of stuff, but also we will do some more plots and some family stroke style stuff. I really would love to do this kind of thing because it's also something that really excited me, and something that I sometimes when I watched porn, there was the things that I was looking for. So it would be very nice and very cool to reproduce it in my videos. And so yeah, that's it. Yeah, for my career related to porn industry, yes, this is what you will see in the next few months.
That's great. We're really looking forward to that. And I'm just like curious, what is it like on a set? How do you guys make those videos?
Oh, my setting in general, where I just choose a place, a room where to do it. And I just take care a little bit about the lighting, but normally I really like to use natural lighting. So sometimes we shoot in the morning, but we also really like to do it in the night. So sometimes we use it artificial lighting or even a POV with the flash. I really like this style. And we have a professional camera. Sometimes we use a professional camera, especially for the view from the side. And the other time we just use our mobile phone because for POV is just easier and for the weight especially. And not much more. Basically, I just this is my setting. No many difficult stuff.
Well, I guess that's just your style because you have those browser settings, those fancy stuff, and also have like amateur natural setting. I just think it's both fantastic contents. So how would you like describe your relationship with your partner at this moment? Because given the nature of this genre, sometimes you maybe inevitably need to like have sex with other people. So would he mind? How do you guys deal with your relationships?
Okay, so I must say that my professional life followed my personal life, and it means that I never did something just for a job, just for this work. So I was already very curious since the first day that I met Steve. To I knew that I wanted to try some experiences over the couple and to open the couple once or sometimes. I found it very interesting and I was really curious. And but it di this didn't happen for a long time because it just didn't happen. We didn't meet the right people and we were so focused on each other's that we just didn't care about any others. So we just took our time and we had our first experience in threesome with our friend, my best friend, like when we after 7 years together. So it means that it was like 3 years from our first time in the porn industry. It was 3 years from the first webcam show. So still, we didn't upload on Pornhub and we had our first experience. It was not such a very, very beautiful experience, but we learned it a lot and it was funny anyway. We stopped it. We didn't have any other experience for the next 3 years. And then we had a personal experience with another couple. And then I wanted to do my first lesbian video with another girl. So I wrote to a girl that basically had our same path. They started on webcam and then they started to upload on Pornhub after they saw our videos on Pornhub. And I said them, let's meet, let's share, let's make some lesbian content, and then we will see. And then when they came in our house, we just started to fuck in foursome and to do threesome, foursome and everything. And because we were doing the same job, but we just started to record it as much naturally as it could come. We were together and we just decided to put a camera recording and then we saw the videos. So we started to have to open our couple and we started also to do collaborations this way. So we just follow with the flow, as I told you. And my relationship with my boyfriend in general, we always been very in love and we started to do also this job because we wanted to, well, we were so hot the whole time. We had a lot of sex together and just we wanted to have some money to have our house, our bedroom, and everything. So the wish was to spend as much time together as we can. And that was, yeah, the just beautiful. And our relationship was always being lovers. We were friends and also mates in general. So we're still like that, just with a little bit more open-minded. Right now in this moment we are living very nice experiences in personal life with especially with girls. We find more contact with girls. I think they are like emotionally more prepared for this kind of stuff, especially with a couple. And but also we had a couple of experiences with other guys, very nice experiences. So yes, my relationship with him is like we already know we're gonna die together. We want to live the whole life together, and so we are just enjoying and discovering year by year some new aspects. Every person that we meet, every collaboration that we do, it's a plus, and it's an experience that they just show us some more love. And I mean, we share love with others, but and that's just fuel our love. So that's the feeling, that's the way we live our relationship.
I mean, that's so sweet. Yes. Like, and honestly, like breaking a lot of stereotypes, because people have this kind of thoughts like, hey, you're doing porn, so probably your love life's not going well or something, but it's not a case. So you can make it. So guys, ladies and gentlemen, messages out there, you can have a very successful career meanwhile in a stable relationship. But
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Right, you still have to like deal with having sex with other people, right? That still kind of works sometimes, especially,
Every person is different, and I always say that I'm still jealous of Steve, but it's not a jealousy like the standards, like everybody could think about it. Is it like I feel it like a positive feeling. I just understand that jealousy is telling me that I care about this person, and when I feel jealous, I just show him and I say to him, okay, I'm feeling this way, and we share. We keep sharing our feeling, and we're just trying, and we do our best to don't hurt each other's, and still giving some freedoms to the other person to live the experience. But we understand when to stop, and we understand that every experience is different. Every experience is teaching us something, and that we can just do whatever we want when we want, but we always stay, we care about how the other is feeling, and we ask how to go forward and everything. So it's never like now we are open-minded and okay, let's fuck with everybody. It's never like this. You keep adjusting, you keep living, and you keep talking about your feeling, and you keep learning from the new experiences, because every person and every experience is different. So yeah.
Love it when you say you have to connecting with each other, because there is a difference between love and lust. Sometimes it's about lust and fun, and sometimes it's a real relationship here. It's about love, understanding, and long-term communication. So that's quite different things. Yeah, because as long as you there's like clear boundaries, like you guys know what's unique for you and what kind of fun you're going to have in threesomes, foursomes, I think you guys are in a good place. You guys are really living your life. Yes. Right. Well, but still, like, sometimes I'm just curious, like, because when, suppose you're doing porn, right? And you will have to sometimes keep constantly update your content. You may have to have sex with your partner. You may have to have sex with other people. That's huge consumption of energy. So how would you like manage this? Like a healthy work-life balance stuff, like.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Actually, this is still the point that I do my job in the amateur style. I mean, I don't have any contract that force me to do more content or some schedule of content. So some period I also experienced some kind of burnout in the last years. It is normal. I think we are artists, and this is something that goes with the normal cycle of also feelings and hormones and everything. And I always took the time when I always managed pretty well this kind of stuff, and I try to don't create content when I don't feel comfortable with, or when I don't feel okay. And as I told you, I just I make less videos. I had less production of videos, just to take my time to feel good, and to follow my rhythm. Even if that was meaning earning a little bit less, I just accepted this, and I said, okay, let's put my wealth in the first place, and then let's put the work in the other place, because this job or every job in general, yeah. And I'm glad this job especially gives me the space and the time to think and to think about myself and what is good for me, and to manage the time in this way. Because anyway, I mean, I had enough time in 1 month to create some content that would keep my fans happy. But still, it was not too much to grow and to earn so much. To earn a lot, but it was enough for keeping my fans happy and stay well with myself. So yeah, that's where the way I managed.
Yes, I guess there is a balance between, you want to produce as many videos as possible so you earn more money, but that's probably not the best thing for your health, both mentally and physically. But whatever job you're doing, the most important thing, first of all, is to take care of yourself. And then, as you said, it's as long as it's enough to maintain the the active level in your community, your connection with your fans, I guess that's great. Yes. And there are still like many newcomers to the industry every year, many people flocking to the adult entertainment industry. And from what I perceived, it's a really versatile industry. We have models signing with agents, we have like amateurs, we also have huge porn stars, cam girls. There are so many different genres and categories. So I'm wondering, do you have any advice for them?
For people who wants to join the industry, I would say that to think about before just going forward and upload your first content, to really think about it, because in general, yes, we are really broken some taboos, but still, if you start doing porn and there are videos of you doing porn online, you probably could lose some opportunities in your life. Like, I don't know, you could be an influencer, you could be a successful YouTuber, you could have, I mean, you still can do those things probably in some other ways online, but definitely some brands would never contact you to do this kind of stuff. So if you want to start in this job in the adult industry, you have to mind, I mean, and you have to be sure that you will keep doing it, that's in the time, because constancy makes the difference, and also putting the effort to do great content. I also made on myself a lot of market research to understand what people was liking more, and what my public liked more in my videos, in my style. And you it's a keep it's a continuous research of what's not, what's good to do. And so if you start this path, you just have to be sure that it's something that you like to do. In some parts you have to like it, and in some other parts, yeah, of course, money to the start, but there are also many other opportunities that could give you the same money or even more money. So when you started, just think that if you want really base your journey and your job on the in something that is still something really personal, so really mind your choice, and consider all of this.
Yes, when I was talking to models, I found not every one of them are really clear about what they do. And sometimes they just go directly for the agency, sometimes they go directly for their own channels, but it's just quite different. It's like a chalk and cheese, the adult industry nowadays compared to the like past times, because it's like a $1 billion business here. When you're doing a Pornhub like channel, is not only you constantly you just like randomly uploading your videos. It's a lot about, like as you said, constancy, consistency, and about statistics, your views, and how you attract your traffic to OnlyFans. It's very technical. So I
Yeah,
guess.
you have to have a strategy, and you can't expect to have big money. Maybe you have, maybe you're lucky, maybe I don't know. If you come from a TV show and in that moment happened something. I have a friend who was very lucky, and when she started her OnlyFans, she started to make 30K in 1 month, and she expected like $100 for month. She didn't have even idea, but Not for everyone is like this. I mean, mostly it's a path that you have to build. You have to have a strategy. You have to understand not only what people like, but what people like from you, from your style, from your channel, from your type of girl and everything. And also what you like to do, because you have to keep doing. It's I kept growing in all those 12 years, and it was keeping changing. It's a business. It's like having a big company and keeping changing the strategy. So you have to adapt to the market. You have to adapt to social media, to big changes, algorithm and everything. So yes, you have to be sure that if you want to do that, it's something that you enjoy for some part, and something that yeah, of course can give you a big amount of income, but not is not for everyone like this. So yeah.
Yeah, just think carefully, and if it's really your thing, just go for it. But there are many like trial models on YouTube. I don't know if you're aware of that, and they're stunning, but they attract like traffic to OnlyFans. How do you think about this trend?
Really, I'm not aware about this thing, honestly. I think it's using YouTube to attract people to OnlyFans. I mean, using all the social media and to attract people to OnlyFans is very clever, and it's difficult because it's not something that you can just put a link and make a promotion. So in general, I think every path to make promotion, if it's protecting also the sensibility of the minors, that's a good path. I mean, why not? Why not exploit it?
Yeah, there are some try-on models out there. They're doing these fantastic videos on YouTube about trying on sexy clothes and attract traffic to.
Yeah, I was supposed I wanted to do some more, but then I had too much to do, and I stopped it to do YouTube. But yeah, slowly I will just start doing more YouTube. I really like to do try on now because I have to change my clothes every day, so I buy many clothes, and that's just funny to do. Sometimes I do it for my fans, and yeah, I also like it to do vlogs. It was very nice to share also some other parts of my life. And I think that's nice because people know something more about you, and probably is a very good way to affiliate the person, and to let people looking forward for what you're doing on OnlyFans or on Pornhub, or what you're doing in general, also in a sexual way.
Yes, and I'm sure for you starting a channel, it's gonna go viral. All right, yeah. Before we wrap up, I'm just wondering, could you please share a few words for our audience about some advice, suggestions, or tips in like sex life or love life or in general, anything.
It's a difficult question, but let me think. For sure, I have many things that are many advices that I could give. One I already told you, just mind your business and treat it like a business. Like, don't expect to do the money in one day. So, think as a business, start to have a strategy. Don't go for the fast way. One very important advice that I could say to who is starting in general, but it's not just for this industry, it's for every industry, but especially when you are an artist, really be careful on the contract, on the paperwork that you've seen. Read everything. I'm always really careful on the contract I've seen, because there are many agencies, but not only agencies, also when you collaborate with a brand or whatever, that exploit this fact that you just seen. They tell you, I give you some money to do this thing, and then they add some clauses that maybe you didn't consider, and it's not very nice. It's especially not nice when it also involves sex and your copyright, your image. So really really be careful if you are owner of your image, if you start as an amateur or as a content creator in general, and not as a porn star in the companies. Really mind what you're singing. This is very important for me. And well, in the love life, with the partner life, I think just be who you are, and try to communicate with your partner, especially the bad things, the things that you don't want to hear, the things that you don't like to say, and the things that these are the things that really will strengthen your relationship. The things that you cannot say to everyone. I mean, you can say good things and beautiful things to everyone, to a lover, you know, in general, where we were talking about the difference of love and lust. There could be lust with someone, and you also maybe care about this person, but not to everyone you're gonna tell everything what you think. And even when you like someone else, it's good. I mean, also the secret to open the relationship is this one. If you're feeling bad about something, you should have in some side, the person that listened to you and that cares about you. But on the other side, you have to communicate, and you have to say, okay, these things is making me feel bad. And something that really changed my mind about that really helped me to go forward with the jealousy, it was in the first period when we had our first experience that I told you with this couple that was doing content with us. The first day, like in the first few days, in the first week, I didn't get jealous about the sex. I get jealous of him on my boyfriend taking selfies with her, and I just say to him, crying, and say that I felt jealous. I didn't consider that. I felt this is too personal. And he just say to me, and he make me feel so good in that moment, saying me, okay, when you feel jealous, just come and hug me, because you are always welcome. So don't worry if you're feeling these things. Just come and stay with us, and this will pass. And since that moment, I understood that there is nothing to worry about. So yeah, I think this would help any couple to manage jealousy in general pretty well, and to strengthen the connection between the two people, the two, yeah.
Right. Yeah, communication is always the key, and honesty is definitely the best policy. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And so if our audience would like to learn more about you, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, my official Instagram. I have a couple of more accounts, but in general, my official one is Real Danica Mori. Then you can find me on Twitter, Danica Mori Real. And then you can find me, well, I have pretty almost all the social media, but those two are the ones I use more. And also here on YouTube, I already have an account where I shared a couple of vlogs and everything. And it's Danica Mori. So you just could find me with my name.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, Danica.
Thank you so much, you too.
All right. Thank you for coming, and that's such great conversation, and love the vibe. These words are from me personally, because I just really love the vibe that you really know what you're doing, and you're confident, exuberant, you're exuberating like those beauty, because I don't know how to express this. That makes me sound like a simp, but I just love it when you're really clear about this is like a business. You're running it really like a career. It's not like you are unaware of what's going on, and you do have a plan, you do have a lifestyle, you have a stable relationship and everything. I just wish you all the best thing for the future endeavors, and I love talking to you. Thank you for
Thank you
everything.
so much. It was a pleasure to share my path with you, my ideas, and I really hope this will be helpful for many other peoples.
Yes, it is extremely helpful, and especially your words about letting people know if you're really entering this industry and dealing with relationship with their couples. That's going to be very helpful. Thank you for everything.